In Parshas Emor, the Medrash compares two different phrases, and their both phonetic and etymological relevance to Rosh Hashanah. The obvious is the word shofar. Even though the word shofar doesn't appear in Parshas Emor, which describes Rosh Hashanah, it appears in Parshas Behar in the context of Yovel, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah equates the discussions in Parshas Behar about Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. So it's almost as if the word shofar appears about the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Now, interestingly enough, the word shofar is very similar to another word, a word which is, of course, even used in modern Hebrew, the word lehishtaper, shipur, to improve. The Ramban, in fact, in his commentary on Rosh Hashanah, attributes this as the reason that a shofar of a para is the only horn that can't be used, a cow's horn, because it isn't exquisite, it's not decorative, it isn't something which is an upgrade or upgradable. Most animal horns, they're hollowed out, they're fashioned into musical instruments, they're used in palaces, they're used in orchestral ensembles, but the horn of a cow is just a simple, plain horn that doesn't seem to have any musical function. And therefore, it betrays the very term shofar. Shofar refers not just to a horn of an animal's head, but to something which is an improvement. And of course, in the overall context of Rosh Hashanah, it's important that our human voice be improved by a shofar, by a music to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zamru Elokim Zameru, Zamru Lamakino Zameru, because we're celebrating the pride and the joy of the Yom HaDin. So based on this term shofar, Chazal tell us, Shapru Masechem. We should improve ourselves, and so much of this period in the Yomim Noraim is about personal improvement, change, transformation, moral inventory, introspection, altering your personality. So, in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, one of the piyutim begins, Shapru Masechem Beyom Rishon, to improve ourselves. But the same Medrash also notes the fact that unlike all the other Yom Tovim listed in Emor, most of the Yom Tovim, the day appears before the month. So the 15th of the first month, or the 10th of the seventh month, referring to Yom Kippur. But when the Torah describes Rosh Hashanah, it first lists the month of V'chodesh HaShvi Be'chad L'chodesh. So the Torah resequences the date in order to highlight the word Chodesh. The Chodesh means month, but it means month because the month renews and the moon renews and time renews. So Chodesh comes from the word Chadash, renewal, rejuvenation, creation. And the Medrash counters Shapru Masechem, the shofar suggesting improvement, with the word Chodesh. The word Chodesh is highlighted in the beginning of the sentence because it's not sufficient on Rosh Hashanah to just improve, but the real goal is to regenerate your identity, find something else that you haven't been able to achieve. Improvement sometimes can be valuable, but it's incremental, and it's contained within current identity. So much of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is to find that new identity, a different person. And as they would say in the yeshivos in Europe, in the Musa yeshivos, Rosh Hashanah is nish zu zayin a besser yid, nar zu zayin an anderer yid, or besser mensch, an anderer mensch. Rosh Hashanah, the goal shouldn't just be token improvement or self-contained improvement, but to try to find identities you haven't reached yet, and to generate new self and new personality. In fact, when the Rambam describes tshuva, that's one of the more elusive but more powerful forms of tshuva, to conduct such a thorough identity change that your atonement is legal because you're a different person. As a different person, you shouldn't be held responsible for the actions and the behavior of a previous person, so to speak. So, these two phrases, chodesh and shofar, shofar and chodesh, highlight the two different tasks of tshuva. And, of course, one is insufficient without the other, just like you don't want to max out or top off at Shapru Masechem, an improvement. You also want to discover new identity. Sometimes discovering new identity can be too loose and too irresponsible. You also have to attend to whom you are and improve yourself within your world, and how much of it is just contained improvement, and how much of it is trying to find some. If it's just trying to define yourself anew, it could become very trivial or trivialized and very on Sirius, just finding some new identity rather than achieving a new identity through slow incremental improvement that ultimately aggregates, and it's so holistic and so comprehensive that it does forge new identity. But the truth is really a third level of tshuva, which isn't really addressed by a different word in the pasuk, but by a different pasuk using the word chadesh. In the end of Eicha, as you know, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashuva, or the Sefer ends, Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. Now, Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem suggests we're not just searching for renewal, but we're searching for restoration and recovery. There was a part of us in our past that was more innocent, more noble, less complicated, less fallen, less contaminated. And that innocent person enjoyed a very unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, and each person can fill in the blanks for the before life became so dark, so complicated, so frustrating, so aimless. And part of tshuva is the ability not just to forge new identity, but to recover lost and innocent identity. And we're looking for a kikedem. We want to enjoy that original innocence, that original purity. When the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah comments on the repetition of the word Hashem, Hashem, and Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the Gemara says, Ani Hashem Lefnei HaChet, Ani Hashem Le'achar HaChet. And the Chafetz Chaim comments that this symmetry conveyed by the palindrome, that the same shame of Hashem prior to Chet, the same access to Rachamim Lefnei HaChet, and the access to Rachamim after the Chet, reminds us that although at a human level, when we insult each other and we hurt each other, we can be generous and magnanimous in forgiving each other, but it's always difficult to restore the relationship to its original terms. Scars always form, water under the bridge. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers us a chance to rewrite history and return to that previous self that had such purity and innocence, and we can be exposed to the exact same term of Rachamim that we enjoyed before the Chet Hashem, as we'll enjoy after the Chet Hashem. So the repetition of the word Hashem, the Yud Gimel Midos, reminds us of this magic of tshuva that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can offer us. So there really is a third goal for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. One is Shapru Masechem, improvement. One is Chadshu Masechem, renewal. But a third is Chadish Yameinu Kikedem, recovery and restoration. So if we were to travel back in time into Europe, we'd really want to hear the following three-part statement. That tshuva is nish zu sein a besser yid, nor zu sein an anderer yid, but zu sein a friediker yid. Not just to be a better person, not just to be a new person, but to try to be an earlier person, a person that you lost, a person whose potential you squandered, who very much can be reincarnated and resuscitated through the power of tshuva and through the power of dreaming of that lost innocence in Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem.